In our world today, maybe you might think the same that I do. Maybe it's different. I know it's at least kind of a 50-50 at least in the latest polls, which polls mean very almost nothing. But I just saw one poll the other day about our media or journalism or news. It's less than 50% of most Americans that aren't truthful with the media. And we already know a lot of what's been going on with our COVID, with now racism and so forth. And then I'm always reminded about how we do have the truth of the Bible. Now, it might not be the same situations today, but very similar. Very, very similar in situations in our lives. So, we've heard about different things about justice and injustice and inequity and so forth. And listen to what we heard in First Book of Kings, which was written over thousands of years ago. And here's facts. I mean, not necessarily again the same names or situations, but here is the truth. First, you go to Ahab and Jezebel, probably the worst couple in the whole Bible. And they're crazy. And here you are, the king. And you're complaining because you're trying to find a garden. I mean, I'm a pastor in the area. I'm certainly not a king. But imagine if I was complaining because I only have a small little house and I don't have enough flowers and I don't have enough food and I don't have enough. I don't even have cattle or things like that. But imagine if I went to every one of your houses and said, you know what? You need to give me that because I'm in charge of you. And then you think about this guy, this Ahab. He's complaining. And then his wife figures out a way. First, let's use the Lord's name. And let's fast. Now, how often during history has that happened? Well, we're going to do this to depress or just get rid of other people under the name of Jesus. That's first. I mean, that's the first or second or third already. Okay, so we'll use the Lord's name because we can use that. And obviously, God doesn't want this to happen. Obviously. And now let's have a couple. You know, a couple guys you can almost pay off. Two scoundrels. Naboth is cursed God and king. So let's kill him. Huh. Well, now the king is finally happy. That is injustice, correct? That is murder, that is violence, that is something that somebody in power is persecuting and killing somebody that is not in power. I mean, I read this last night, and I come to preach today about this, and it's like, I don't know what the facts are in our media. I literally don't. I try to find the best I can, but it's so hard to me. I don't know if it is for you, but I got to find different places and then kind of find the middle of St. Thomas Aquinas, the golden mean of things. But it's like, that's so much easier in the Bible. That makes so much sense in my brain that, okay, that's an idiot, that's violence, that's a powerful person that is literally killing someone else. That's obvious. And you can see this over and over and over, especially in the prophets and the Psalms. How often do we hear crying out for the poor or for those that are in justice or those that need justice or their blood is crying from the ground to God? And those that use God's name to do that, that's insane. And that is not Catholic, that's not Christian. So for us, I think the best place to find the data we need, it's not data recently, it's the data in the Bible. You want to look at the real means and the real media? There it is. Please do so. With all that's going on in our country right now, that's just chaotic, please read the Bible. I mean, again, if you're on Facebook or at different cable news or national news, I would recommend just turn that off and turn this back on.